Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, August 12, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Van 98 here, along with Good morning, TNT. It is a wonderful wealth-making Wednesday. How about that? That would be great if it was, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Ray. So what's going on?
No updates went out.
Updates went out. Man, I hate when that happens. That means nothing really happened. Do what?
I said, yeah, me too.
Oh. All right, guys. It's a slow Wednesday, but that's a good thing. I mean, we did get a bunch of rumors and stuff yesterday. Nothing that we saw, supposedly. People were told at the bank, come back today. Some people were told to come back on Monday. People have been told that everything is going, everything's in schedule. I mean, that's what we've been told. It's going, it's on schedule, and it could happen at any moment simply because it's done. And I'm getting that from multiple places, that it could happen, and they're all using the same language, which I think I told you guys years ago, we were going to all learn to hate imminent. It's imminent, and we probably all do today. So, because we heard that for so long. And now the latest, greatest is any moment. Any moment. Not any day. It's in any moment. Because everything is done. Money's been moved. Systems are set. People are ready. Every location is ready. You know, except for the back of the bus, slow, you know, milking the cow guys. But everybody else is in place. They're still sitting back at their bank, though. It's a good day. We've gone as far as I've had, I'm going to say direct reports, people who I know, receive phone calls from companies now, businesses, telling them that effective Monday or Tuesday next week, they are able to take foreign currency for purchases here in the U.S. So that's what some businesses are being told. Now, we know that happened last year, or was it a year before last, with Sotheby's, because they put it up on their website, each and all, and how much, you know, properties cost in each currency. I didn't check it today, but there are companies just like that and other manufacturing firms who are now saying they will be able to accept foreign currencies for purchases Monday or Tuesday. Now, here's the good thing. They didn't just say for purchase. But they're actually telling people how much certain purchases are going to cost in each currency. That's crazy, isn't it? In each currency, they'll tell them how much it's going to cost. So I'm saying, well, how did they get the rates already? And we don't even have the rates. But they got the rates already. Well, it is what it is, right? I'm not really mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they know somebody I don't know. Maybe somebody gave them all the rates. I will tell you guys this, though. The one... And it doesn't make it, well, it does make sense, I guess. To me, it always made sense. They said they will not accept the real. These are companies saying that's the currency they can't accept. So who's telling them that already? You know, it makes sense to me because we have sanctions on Iran. But why would the bank say we're going to exchange it? But they get information they can't accept it. I don't understand it. That's a little weird. But that's where we're at. So it's a good day. I still may get some other information throughout the day, but right now, everybody is saying any moment. I mean, I'm getting that from D.C. We're getting it from Florida. We're getting it from New York. I'm getting it from Wisconsin, from Chicago. We got overseas. There's just waiting. Now, everybody, again, thinks it could be at any moment. Thinks it will be before he comes to Iraq now. That is for sure. Well, it's not for sure. But that supposedly is the plan. And we'll see what happens from there. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right. Mercer 2543. On the Zim, Tony mentioned a term called clawback. What are the ways we can protect and keep our money when we exchange the Zim, if possible, from a clawback?
None.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Yeah. So let's clarify this. Tony didn't mention clawback. That was Ray. Ray said, if they give it to me, they ain't clawing nothing back because it's going to be gone. So that ain't going to happen. But Nelson, unfortunately, guys, it has been done before. Banks have given people money, tried to get it back. And all they do is file charges against you. Just think about this. I don't know, it had to be 4 or 5 years ago now, or probably. We had people go to Florida, exchange dong, get money, and then the Secret Service came to get them. And they didn't do anything. They went to the bank gave them the money, the Secret Service came and got them, and tried to get them for fraud. When all they did was walk in the bank, did an exchange, and the banker gave them the money. And it was their fault. So, I don't know what you're going to do. You know what I'm going to do? They exchanged all my Zim, want it back. I'm going to find out which countries have extradition and which don't. I'm going to be gone. No. Hopefully it's not going to happen, guys, because they are, in fact, exchanging it. They are. I mean, I got people who already got it, got a rate, I mean, did their exchange. So maybe they know what they know. We'll see what happens. All right, Ray, what's next?
All right. What else could we be missing for this to actually go?
You know, I don't know. The biggest thing, guys, that we see today, and I'm saying I don't know because everybody says it's done. And we're waiting for a date and time, a moment for something to happen. I don't know what that is. But if there is something, which I don't think we would have gone this far, it's all the news you see today about how corrupt the CBI is, how corrupt the leaders in the CBI, how they're stealing over 15% of Iraq's income through the CBI just doing exchanging, and everything else is being done there. So I'm saying, is it not under control enough? Then why did they do all this other stuff? If it's not, do they not know who they are? Yes, they do. They put sanctions on some of the companies, on Iranian companies, some companies at the border working, some companies at the docks working. They put sanctions on individual Iraqis as well as Iranians who they think are doing corruption in the auction. So I'm trying to figure out, why would they still be bringing up the auction? It is corrupt. It is the most corrupt thing in Iraq. They certainly said that. So could that be what's holding it up? They need to get it more under control? No, that's not going to happen between today and next Thursday, next Friday. So I can't see that being it. I like the fact that they brought it out today, and they're saying they're prominent people, rich people, political people, all are contributing to the corruption. But again, I think we're past that, because they even accused the U.S. of being part of the corruption, allowing it in some cases, and authorizing it in others when you guys go to give it. And that's okay. You know, I was looking at a speech by President Obama last night that he was making in Parliament in England. And he acknowledged England, U.S. countries sometimes have to deal with bad actors to get the results that they want, people they otherwise would not want to deal with. And we realize that's part of politics. Sometimes it's even part of business, which nobody wants, but part of politics. So we'll have to look at, maybe that's something they're trying to clear up. But anyway, through all that, all the messages today have been any minute. What's next, Ray?
Peace be unto you, says, I would like to know if the U.S. government knows what currencies and how much each of us have. Do you think they have been tracking every transaction of ours for years?
I know currency dealers were being audited, so yes. They don't know if you got a million dinar and gave your brother 100,000, sister 100,000, uncle, cousin, best friend. Of course not. They have no idea. They know who all the large orders were for sure going through the currency dealers because they were audited. And I know for a fact they know what I got because I went on my computer, did my orders, and the next morning DC called me. I said, man, Tony, you ordered all that last night? I'm like, how do you know what I ordered? And he said, man, they know everything you are doing, everything. And that's when I knew. I don't know, some of you guys probably went around then. But when I first found out, and I don't know who else, but me, when I first found out that they had a file, so I got a CIA file, FBI file, I have a Homeland Security file, I got a federal file. Anyway, he was going through it with me. And then he said, it's kind of funny because he said, you get gas right here almost every night. You do this. You do this. He said, I looked in your file, and they got everywhere you're going, which, you know, said, okay. But I don't know if they're tracking everybody like that. But I do know they were, and there was reasons for it, I guess. Hopefully you want to think they were looking out for you, and in one case they absolutely did look out for me. But for each and every one of us, I think it's too many people, and they're not concerned with it. For big purchases, so I know a guy that has a 1,000 Zim. I'm pretty sure they're watching that guy, okay? I'm pretty sure they're going to know what happens with that money when it goes in. But there are people who have even more than that. I mean, people got, you know, almost a billion dinar. They're watching that person and the order that they went through. So there's certain people they absolutely are going to question when they go to do their exchanges. They're going to have so much dinar or so much other currency that certain people will be questioned about where did the money come from to buy it. So if you did something wrong, be concerned. If you didn't, don't worry about it. It's just documentation. Okay? All right, what's next, Ray?
If I give some, am I going to have to pay a tax on it? Do we answer that question on every call now?
Every call. Every call. And the answer does not change. This is a non-taxable situation, is the information we are receiving. Non-taxable means your your exchange is non-taxable. All your interest is going to be taxable. So look for that. Okay, which gives me something else right now to talk to you guys about. And that is that the person supposedly went to the bank to do exchange their RV. And I guess some of the tellers or bank personnel who don't know what exchange your RV is all about, because they don't know about the RV or exchange your currency, which seems like simple English to us, are going to still want to hear you say you're either there to buy currency or sell currency, because that's the only two things they do at the bank. They buy and they sell. Okay? So if you're going up to a teller window or something, that's all they understand, buy or sell. Exchange, they exchange it for what? Pizza? Or pudding or something? So, okay, just be aware of that. All right, what's next?
Let me get back to my place. Scotto, would you explain how the 80-20 exchange on the ZIM works that you said that you like?
Well, no need for me to explain if they're not doing it, guys. That was something they said they were going to do in the past. So I don't want to confuse people and go back to that. So supposedly they're not doing it.
All right, Jim and KC says, what are the rates if they're showing?
The rates are not showing. As of yesterday when I talked to him, he said he could not see. Now, wait a minute, let me just clarify that too. I did get a rate yesterday at one bank. I just remembered they asked me don't put it on the call. But I just remembered. Thank you for I'm glad I remember, because people get mad at you. But they asked me not to put it on the call. So my regular bank contact saying they cannot see rates on the screens. Now, that was a different bank. But anyway, I told them I wouldn't talk about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. All right, what's next?
Is the $1.37 rate received by your friends, how likely is it to be the international rate instead of 47 cents?
He got 137. He took no contract rates. So it's pretty likely.
Okay. Regarding the ZIM, if we don't satisfy the bank's criteria for an adequate plan to receive the 33 cents, what might be the criteria to distinguish between getting the 11 cents or the 22 cents? And who's going to make the decision?
Okay, guys. Again, I know there's gurus telling you guys different things and the plans, and you have to have a humanitarian project to get that. Our guy told us the latest, greatest information was simply to get the 33 cent, you had to have 10 trillion notes or the equivalent thereof to get the 33 cent. Nowhere in there did I say anything about having any kind of plan, business, humanitarian, freedom, nothing. 100 trillion notes or the equivalent thereof to get the 33 cent is what he said has to happen. Okay? This, all of the other stuff they've been telling you guys, nobody, not any of the banks have told me that has been a requirement or for you to go with their plan. Now, again, we said before they were going to do that, when they were offering the $2 on the ZIM. You never had to have a humanitarian project for the dinar or the dong. Never. And now you don't need it for the Zim. Okay, what's next?
JNSF. Celebrating 62 years.
See, what was that?
That was some good old rock and roll.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
I don't know if she's 62 also or not, but we'll also say happy birthday to Leah M. She's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Let's see. Old Man on the River says, are we still in the window to RV this week?
People are still looking for it any minute. They still on Monday said it should happen this week. So, we're still looking for it.
All right, Pandy wants to know, what's the first thing you plan to do after all of the business of exchange is done, all the trusts are set up, and the dust settles? What's the first thing you want to do?
I have no idea. Rest. Sleep for a day or two. Relax. Let me see. Buy a Bentley, buy a Rolls Royce, buy a mansion, buy an airplane, buy a yacht, enjoy life, start business. I don't know. One of those is going to happen. Probably just sleep. Okay, Ray?
Well, if it happens after Friday, when all the dust settles, first thing I'm going to do is find that grandma I slapped and apologize to her.
Okay.
All right. Callers on the line. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. What? I'm the first one today. Oh, wow. How y'all doing?
I'm fantastic.
How
y'all
doing?
I had to put the accent in there since you're just picking on Texas today. All right. Well, I have some questions I'm going to make up for Monday. Because I didn't get to ask my questions Monday.
So, no, this is one question Wednesday.
I got to get at least two in. Shoot. Huh. All right. Here we go. Okay. So, are they still doing private exchanges, bringing people in, calling them, and they're going in to do their exchanges, or they put a halt to that and they're just waiting?
That's a good
Hello?
Question. Yeah,
oh.
That's a good question.
Oh, okay.
So
you made that.
Just this morning, I was informed that there would be no more advances until the actual RV occurred.
Oh, okay. So that, can I assume then that the other monies that they were pending, that was pending in their accounts, have not been released to them yet, the remainder of the monies that they were expecting to be released, have those been released to them?
Okay, so the first thing you should do is never use the word assume, because you obviously don't understand what it means, and I don't want to be a part of assume. Okay?
I'm not fooling with you today.
Okay.
You need to quit.
Yeah. You need just ask a direct question and the answer.
I'm
would
trying
be.
To be good. I'm trying to hold my tongue. I'm gonna hold it all the way through.
The answer would be yes, it's still pending. And guys,
okay.
And I said it a week and send him. We're too close for them to be doing that anymore. And that's what they say.
Uh-huh.
We're too close to do that.
Uh-huh.
So it's just going to happen. Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. So I wish the king would let me ask two more, but I'm going to see. On this next question, and I think I've asked you this before in the past about the satellite banks that are supposed to be coming into the U.S. or that's already here. So let's just say we have a person from Iraq, just this is an example, and they are already doing business here in the U.S. at one of the foreign banks. From what I'm hearing, that some of those banks are gearing up and adding more services for their clients so that they could be able to do more overseas, you know, transactions. If, let's just say by chance, one of us as an American go in and put our money in those accounts, do you think that they will let us keep that money in that country's money, you know, put it in the bank as a deposit, but keep it in Iraq currency, you know what I'm saying, and not change it over to USD.
So,
and if that's,
you want to know if the Iraqi banks that are acting like satellites here in the U.S. have multi-currency accounts?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Well, here's the thing. I don't know. I've never been into them. I think they're geared up for Iraqis right now. I know Iraqis here in the U.S. who received their cards, the Q cards or payments, were told to use those satellite banks because
right.
It was to their advantage, and they are, in fact, using them. But if you just want to keep dinar, Wells Fargo is going to offer that after the RV, so you wouldn't have to go across the country to find one of their satellite banks to work with. Second of all,
yeah.
In all honesty, if you go to some of these banks that you see over in the U.S. foreign banks, they don't want you to be their customer. We're not here for you.
So
it doesn't happen, huh?
So they may not take us as a customer. Will they turn us? You think
they'll
turn us down?
I just want to know why every question and statement you make has to include me. Why you can't just say take you as a customer?
You know
I don't
what?
Plan on going. So
you don't plan on going. Okay. Well, the reason why is because a lot of people may not want to convert their money to USD at the moment, especially if there's a possibility. If some people don't take the contract rate because they may not like the stipulations in the NDA, they may want to wait to see if the currency is going to go up and just leave it in that country's currency at the time. And then
change
it at some point.
And I know, you know, I got to say things to Texas 3-4 times before they get it. That's why I said Wells Fargo is going to have multiple currency accounts. So you
okay.
can keep your dinar as dinar in Wells Fargo. You don't have to
okay.
go across the country to do that, if that's what you choose to do. And supposedly
right.
that's
well,
what they're going to have, huh?
Okay. All right. Well, I get to, I mean, I didn't really know that about the Wells Fargo banks. Then if that's the case, then, you know, the foreign banks would not be a necessity. But I just had to get that question out and ask you that.
If that's the case, we can quit assuming, you said?
I'm not going to assume because I got another question. Can I ask one more question, King, or do I need to go on and leave?
Yep. Time's up.
Oh, quit messing with you, girl.
Time up. Did you say time up, sir?
Unless it's a real darn good question.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. It is.
All right, proceed.
Now, on your last call, you said that some of the Wells Fargo banks will take customers in to exchange their monies, but they could possibly, after 30 days, not want you there as a customer any longer. Now, can you explain that a little further? Because I was a little confused on what would make them not want you as a customer unless you did something, you know, to cause that. Can you go into the bank to exchange your money and they just look at you and say they don't want you as a customer by looking at your account or something? What would cause that?
Well, so let's say, I know you're in check systems. You're still going to do your exchange, your account. Let's say you're in bankruptcy. I guess they're still going to give you an account and do your exchange. Let's say that you are right now broke. They're still going to open up an account, let you do your exchange. But they have to accept everybody. Or let's say that your credit rating is 300, which y'all know that's horrible. Or let's say it's 400 or 500. Or 635, whatever it is, and you have things on your credit, and they say, I really don't want you to be a customer, but they're going to let you be a customer, do your exchange. Let's say you're already in check systems or been in check systems. They're going to let you be a customer, do your exchange. My understanding, they will accept everybody, do their exchange, and then tell them they have 30 days to find somewhere else to put their money.
Now, okay, I get it.
The biggest reason could be really easy, guys. You're only changing $100,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They don't want that customer. They just came into $100,000. They know they're going to be broke in 30 days anyway, 60 days.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just going to go right through it. They don't want to mess with that customer. They don't want to mess with a lot of customers who they know never had this kind of money are going to go out and create an unbelievable amount of debt because they have the money, because this is the greatest fear of all. It should be everybody's fear, and I mean it for people who don't understand what's about to happen. You get $500,000 or you get $1 million and you go out and you buy a $300,000 house or $400,000 and you get a bank loan. And then you go out and you buy that Bentley that Tony's been talking about. Or you go out and buy six brand new cars with a friend, family, and everybody else. Whatever it is, you end up creating more payments, more loans. You're taking vacations. Well, I can make the payment. I can make the payment. I can make the payment. Well, now you spend all the money and you can't make the payment.
Right.
And now the bank is getting bad checks. The bank is getting bad charges. The bank is giving you a bad loan because, yeah, you had $500,000. You had $1 million in the bank, but you blew that, and now you can't make your $10,000 a month payment that you thought you could be able to make forever. So those are people that look at their credit history, their financial history, things that's going on, and they say, you're just not the type of customer we want. Because we're not looking at today. We're looking at where we think you're going to be at in 30 days or 90 days.
Yeah.
And we don't want the problem.
I get it. I understand that now. Okay, I just didn't know. I figured it was something to that effect. They may be looking at your history or something, and that could be a determination. All right, well, thank you for answering all my questions, and thank you guys for taking my questions, and I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye. Have a good day.
209, area code, you're on.
Thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Oh Happy Day, who had to slap herself this morning because she woke up discouraged because it was Wednesday and we hadn't gone. But you guys brought me out of that. The question I want to talk to you about.
You could have just waited until Friday and let Ray slap you. But go ahead.
Well, throw me off. The question I was going to ask you already touched on. Tony, I want to let you know that I did find the $8 bank. And now, because it's One Question Wednesday, you got to listen, Tony, real quick, because I'm going to put three questions into one. Is Texas really important? Is it it's good that there's no rates showing on the screen? Is dong still being sold? And what is the significance of businesses using foreign currency? Did you get all that?
You should. Yes, I do. I can answer all of them. But just to let you know, your three questions turned into five in one long sentence. So but we'll get through it, I think. So let me see.
Is Texas really important?
Yes, absolutely. Texas is important, guys. And I said before, this whole thing, believe it or not, for you guys who haven't been around, don't know, the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar started in Texas. The plan was put together in Texas. The servers for the CBI are still located in Houston, Texas. And all of CBI's money still goes to the Federal Reserve. So the guy who told you, don't worry, the war will pay for itself, is in Texas. So he's certainly not going to leave his own state out, right? So, yes,
okay.
They are very important. And we're not going to go without Texas. And I can tell you we're not going to go without any state. All 50 states are going to go at the same time. But when Texas is not at the bank, don't worry about it. We are not going at that moment, okay?
So I wish Texas would get on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
now, it's really good that no rates are showing, correct? And is dong still being sold?
No rates are showing at our traditional sources, non-currency rates. But someone did call me to tell me that they went to a bank and they were quoted the rates by a teller. But I said I wasn't going to talk about it, so I won't talk about that. Dong is not being sold in any of the major places, but I did talk to a guy this morning who told me he picked up 10 million dong from a currency exchanger today. And he's in Florida. So all you people in Florida, scramble, because somebody there has some dong. Okay, what was next?
The significance of businesses being able to use foreign currency to do their transactions now. Why can't they do it like they did the old way? Why is it so important, the significance of it?
Well, because traditionally businesses don't accept foreign currency, do they? They want U.S. dollars to do an exchange or to make a purchase with. Or they really want you to go to the bank, get it converted to U.S. dollars and come back. Bring me a cashier's check. Bring me a wire. But the significance, when Sotheby's did it a couple years ago, they had all the currencies they would accept, and they had the rate, the conversion. So somebody had already given them the rate that was supposed to go into effect, and they put it on their site. Well, this is what I'm telling you has occurred now. They already have it, and they're quoting the rates that they will accept starting first part of next week. That may not happen, but somebody gave them the information, and they're already giving it out. And what the conversion is to buy their product. So I like it.
And then when I got my tweet this morning, something triggered in my brain, and that is, when did we start saying hump day, and why did we say hump day? Is it because we're skipping over a day or something? Hump day Wednesday.
Wait a minute. Do you think Ray invented hump day? Is that what you're saying?
I remember that we had one question Wednesday, and then I believe that after that we went into hump day. And I'm trying to figure out, well, what is hump day?
And I'm trying to ask you, do you think Ray is the one who invented hump day?
I don't know. I can't remember. I'm having a junior senior moment.
Okay. Well, let's let Ray explain hump day to you then.
Okay, Ray.
There's a commercial on television, Geico Insurance. I think it's Geico, where the camel is walking through the office asking everybody what day is it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's gotcha. Hump day.
Okay.
Okay, listen. Just so you understand.
Wednesday.
Hump day has been around for 100 years. Hump day is the middle of the week. Always has been. We're getting over the week. Wednesday
getting
is hump
over
day.
The hump.
Okay. With that, I will say, sayonara, thank you so much for everything. And thank you, CIA, for all the great questions.
You were born in the U.S., right?
Thank you.
72 years ago, I wasn't born where the camels are.
Okay.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
865, Erico, you're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. I appreciate this and thank you. And thank you, 209, for the questions and for your comments there. As I've told you, I've become a date and rate individual, so I'm calling Wednesdays Wednesday now. I want to know when. But I appreciate your commentaries with respect to the foreign currency situation with the companies and the like. And I'm not wanting to assume anything, but you said that they were getting calls, UST making those calls to them?
The company that's accepting the currency next week, you mean?
Yes.
I have no idea who's making the call to them. I'm just amazed at the fact that they are putting out calls to their customers, telling them they will accept foreign currency starting next week.
And you indicated that they made it clear that they were not accepting real, but were they saying that they were accepting any and all currency or just mainly the main ones that we know, you know, the pound and pound sterling, euro, USD, that sort of thing? Did they clarify that at all when they shared that information with you?
They supposedly have a list of currencies that they were going to start accepting next week. I would tell you what your real question is and give you the real answer. They specifically gave a rate for the dinar.
Okay. When are we going to see it? I'm getting to that point here, you know. I'm getting antsy here. I'm also curious here, trying to read my notes here, of where you were saying it is a slow Wednesday, that people had been told to come back today. Question here, when were they told to come back today? You're saying others were told to come back on Monday. When were they given that piece of information? And of these contacts getting information of when they were told to report, higher percentage being told to come back today, or is it 50-50? What's the ratio on that?
Well, it's not like it's a whole lot of people, guys. We just got the information on Monday, and then I got some more information yesterday from people actually having live experiences at the bank, and that is the information that was relayed to them. They were excited about it. They were excited they got a rate, and they were excited that the bank personnel was now telling them that they're waiting for the RV to be announced, because those are the comments that I got coming from bank people. So that's what they were excited about.
When they were saying that they were waiting for the RV to be announced, did they even go so far as to say by whom?
No. This is bank personnel saying that.
Yeah.
Again, it's telling us more and more that is dripping all the way down to the bottom levels now, where they understand it is about to happen.
Good enough. Well, 10 days from whenever this is going to be happening, whenever this is going to be happening, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward Project is going to be. And again, guys, appreciate your helping us to connect the dots. We appreciate it ever so much.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
All right,
Ray.
Great. Oh,
yes.
I got a call back. Hold on. I was getting a call, so let me call back. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I'm back. Sorry.
All right. Let's see. 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And it is another Dynamite Day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT. Super fantastic to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
All right. Let's see. 754 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. First, before I answer my question, the lady who had called in concerning the movie Backstabbing for Beginners, that movie is on Showtime. So anybody that wants to watch it, if you don't have Amazon Prime, Showtime is where it can be seen. My first question is, because of the time difference between the East Coast and Iraq, it is now Wednesday evening in Iraq. So this, at any minute, any time, does the time difference between the East Coast and Iraq have any play in it being released?
Well, yeah, the time difference does. Well, again, I think I've told you guys a couple of times, Iraq wanted it done at 9 a.m. in the morning their time. They're 8 hours ahead of us, and that's why we always look between 1 and 3 in the morning for it to happen when it was going. The only other true time was after 4 on Fridays, so they could wake up to it their first business day on Saturday. Even then, they were saying it could go earlier than what they wanted, because it never made sense to me for Iraq to change the rate at 9 o'clock in the morning when people already have been spending money during the day. that morning buying gas, buying groceries, buying food, whatever. They changed the rate at 9 o'clock. Now I got to run back there and say, hey, I just paid $500 for $5 worth of gas. Give me my money back. And that's just not going to work. So it always made sense to me for them to change at midnight. Because then whatever happened that day, everybody paid the same rate. But now they have a stock market like we have a stock market. So now we have to look at, they can't change in the middle of a market, in the middle of a transaction. So they're going to have to do what we were told, give them, you know, a couple hours notice, get ready, get prepared. We're going to shut it down for 15 minutes or an hour or something if we do it while the market's live. But there's no other way to do it. We're looking at it. So I'm looking at our times that they've always said they wanted to do it. Now, let me clarify this so everybody can hear me clearly. All of that I just told you, the time, the frame, the explanation, worked with the last administration. They had a process they were going through. They had time set down. They had procedures. We have no clue what's going on with this administration, to tell you the truth, none. Because they're doing things different. They may not even be set up the same way it would make sense to be, because it was all about the money. But all we're being told is any minute now. These guys are different. They're business people. So I'm not sure they're organized or knowledgeable people about the process. I mean, I'm just not sure because I don't know. Everybody else has been in government, know how government works, know who they're supposed to notify and that. But we've had such a transition of leadership in, you know, all aspects, the Treasury, foreign exchange, you know, ambassadors, everything, that we don't know how it's put together when the last administration had 8 years of developing and putting things together, where President Bush just said, let's just get the money. And he didn't have to worry about all the other aspects of it, but he had it together because he had been in the White House so long, his father, and everything. They knew what they were doing. Now might be a little bit different, you know, the right hand, the left hand, tying the right shoe with the left string. I'm just not as sure because we're not hearing the things we were hearing as far as organization. It's still coming out. People are still being told that it's going. We still know what's going on in Washington. We just, from different groups, we just don't know that they're talking to each other like the other ones were. And planning as one big motion. So it makes sense. The way it was set up to make it smooth, and it could actually still be set up that way, but they're not really discussing times now or days. They're just saying it's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. And the Zim, I know that in the dinar and the dong, it's a non-taxable event because that is currency. But since the ZIM is a bond, is the bond fall under that same category? Or should we definitely keep that separate because that could be a taxable event since it's not regular physical currency?
Okay. Listen, the bond, I mean, the ZIM, the dong, the dinar, that you will exchange at the bank are all currency. You are not exchanging bond notes. What these idiots told you, bonds are on 11x8 piece of paper that are exchanged at a different rate from what this currency is being exchanged at. And they've been confusing you guys with that for years. The ZIM is not bonds. We don't have ZIM bonds. We have the currency. That's what we're going to be exchanging.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. And since it's two-question day, I will let it go at that. And I agree with CIA Lady. This is Wednesday, when this is ever going to happen. And hopefully it is before. Hopefully it is before Kazemi gets here so that it can be announced that his country is sovereign again. And, Ray, when Friday comes, please don't hit that grandma too hard because they do hit back.
All right.
And thank you, and you both have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
281, Erico, you're on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
Good afternoon.
Super fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Well, I've been trying to ask this question, but I think since last week, and I've been trying to get on and off, on and off. So it finally, this time I say I had to go get a new phone, Tony. So it did not knock me off the call.
Oh, you know what?
What's that?
I thought your husband just took your phone privileges away. I wonder what happened to you. Okay.
No, the every time I was getting on the call, my phone would just throw it out, and then I would have to try to get back on. But no, he didn't take it from me. Not this time. The question that I have been wanting to ask is, you hadn't said anything about Georgia. So are they getting ready? Are they ready? Are they at the centers? Or are they at the are they just at the banks or what?
You know what's really funny is, no, I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody in Georgia in a while, and it's funny because they moved from the bank to the Treasury Department. Is that work for the Treasury? So
really,
we used to get that. Yeah. So yeah, don't really have anybody in Georgia that I've been talking to. Maybe I need to call back there. I do have some people still in Georgia, but they haven't been contacting the bank. So we'll see.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I was really concerned, really, because I know the situation with Texas, but I remember once you had said that they could get ready overnight, and
they still can.
Sorry, go ahead.
They still can. They
right,
could be ready to come. They were just sitting there last week, and they got mad that it didn't happen. They sent them back to the bank. Well, they could have them all there at 4 o'clock this evening, be ready to go. I mean, there's nothing to do. They're just not sitting at the exchange center like the other banks are.
Right, right. Okay, okay. So we're just waiting any minute now?
That's the new term. That's what they keep saying. Any minute now, all done. Money's moved, ATMs, don't talk ATMs here in the U.S. are loaded. They are still printing, but they're saying they've moved enough money and everything's a go. And again, they thought it was going to be last Thursday morning. Didn't happen. Didn't happen on Friday. Here we are. And the bank's saying they aren't giving out any more money because we're too close. Could be any minute.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you and Mr. Ray when that time comes. So with that, you all have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll hear from you all hopefully today or soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You all have a good day.
All right. I want you guys to know that I am getting text from TNT members telling me that I'm giving you guys too much information. So you better appreciate it.
Okay, 409.
Hello. Thank you for answering my call. I hope you both are having a good day, and your patience will pay off here soon. I wanted to ask a question. I've been trying to organize my plan, and it threw a kink in the works. I think I was somehow under the impression that the $8 rate on the dong was going to be offered by Wells Fargo, who was the only bank handling the ZIM. So I'm trying to figure out, how would you handle this if you have ZIM and dong, and I have enough of the ZIM to get the 33 cents. So would I make my appointment with Wells Fargo and how would you do this? I want the $8 rate on my dong, and I want the 33 cents on my ZIM. So how do I do that from two banks? Walk me through it, please, sir.
I'm gonna walk you through it right now.
Okay.
First of all, guys, I think the $8 rate on the dong is absolutely ridiculous, and I cannot even see how it's going to be done. So I'm a little skeptical of it. I hope it's true, because I'm definitely going to find out before I do my exchange, because I'm going to call the bank and see if it is in fact true. So, but I think that's just a ridiculous rate. So I got another bank that is saying they're going to go up to $6 on the dong, which, again, now I might have to agree with the person and say I'm giving you guys too much information, probably. But, again, I'm just saying we went from 47 cents to 220, to now we're at $6 and $8. I mean, I don't know. I want to say it's crazy, but when I first was told that, and I'll give you guys explanations why I'm thinking the way I'm thinking so you understand it. When I was told that the dinar was going to be $28, I'm saying, okay, so we done went from 1 to 1 to 322, 328, now $28? That's ridiculous. Until I talked to bank people and government people at the time, they said, Tony, it's real. That's, you know, that's what it is. That's the contract rate. And I just said, that's just ridiculous. But, okay, I'm going to. Well, then I found out through Washington, D.C., and through actually some exchanges, people who completed the exchanges, that there were exchanges done for $50. There were exchanges done for $70.
Wow.
There were some exchanges done for $120 per dinar. Now, this was all years ago, but it happened, and I know it happened because I was talking to the person doing the exchanges, and then talked to someone who exchanged. Now, most of the money was moved out of the country because that's what they were doing at the time, but it happened. But now I got to look at things and say, some things just sound crazy. But I guess they are true, you know. And now when I'm getting it from guys who are at the exchange location saying this is what we're able to do, or this is what I'm able to do when it comes time, it doesn't make any sense. So with all that being said, I'd call both banks. I'd see what their rates are. I'd call their wealth managers, and I'd say, hey, this is what I got. I know this bank over here is doing this rate. So if you can match them, I want to do it all with you. So that means I have to go to a bank that's doing all three currencies. But if you can't, then this is what I can do with you, and I'm going to have to take this somewhere else. Because I'm about my money. Okay? When I go in that room, it's going to be about my money. Not your money, not your job, not your bank. It's going to be about my team and the legacy that I'm creating. So,
okay,
I present
so,
it like
so
it
if
is.
I may,
you don't have to sugarcoat it.
Could I, if I could clarify this then, I'm 71, so give me a second here. Okay, so walk me through again. So I'm going to call the 800 number, or what? I mean, what's my first step? I call the 800 number and tell them that I have Dong and Zim, and then, or do I start by trying to get an appointment myself?
Okay.
Through the bank?
I'm calling the 800 number. Call the 800 number. Tell them what you have. Make your appointment.
So they're going to send me to someone who can handle Zim.
That's right, which is good, because that's where you want to go. Someone who
right.
can handle Zim. All right?
Okay.
So, now, I'm there. In the meantime, I'm going to call other locations. I'm going to go back into the forum. I'm going to look and see what everybody else is doing. And somebody tell me they got $5, $6, or $8 somewhere, then that's where I want to go with my dog.
So how would I just tell the Wells Fargo that I'm going to take all of my dong to another bank?
Absolutely. Why not? Hey, here I am.
Will that affect me getting the 33 cents on my Zim?
I don't know. I'm not in your transaction. I don't know how much you have. It may do that. I'm telling you the conversation I would have. Do this. Because I'm going to go do this unless you can match it. Because you may say, you know what, I'll just match that since you're going to do all this here. You never know. Closed mouth, don't get fed. Nothing beats a failure but a try. I get hundreds more of them. But if you don't take action, there's no reaction, right?
Right. Well, that's too much money. I have over 50 on the dong, so I want – that's too much money to leave on the table from 220 to 6 or 8. I'm not willing to leave that on the table. So I would negotiate then on my Zim to get the 33 and then maybe leave that there and then, you know, not tie up the dong, just maybe work with the Zim money, try to get the 15%.
Well, yeah, that's all you can do there and tell them I can get a better rate for my dong. So, I mean, nobody's going to question you getting a better rate. Hey, that makes more sense. You know, if he can give you 200 million more, 300 million more, I'd go over there too.
So let me ask you this. When I call the 800 number initially and set up my first appointment, could I call back and set up a second appointment at the bank that is giving this 6 or 8?
I don't know. Some you're going to have to try. I can't tell you how the system's going to work, every detail. They're going to have an 800 number. You're supposed to call for your appointment. But it's a question you can ask them while you're making your appointment. Can I call back and make an appointment next day?
Okay. All right. Okay. And then a little side question. This movie that they're talking about, Something for Beginners, I haven't gotten the full name of it. I hadn't caught it yet. Could you tell me the name again?
Backstabbers for Beginners.
What again?
Backstabbing. Backstabbing for Beginners.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, and still, as far as you know, these banks that are offering the higher rates on the dong, they're not taking Zim.
As far as I know, they are not.
Okay. All right. I guess that answers my question then. Thank you so much. God bless you both. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 828 area code. You're on.
Hey, guys. Appreciate all you do. I got a question for you, Tony, about IPOs. How do I get a list of those IPOs that are out there and maybe some that are about to start up?
Well, ask your wealth manager when you get started if that's what you want to invest in. First, his bank's IPOs and all of them. And then you can Google IPO resources, and they will give you a couple of them that you can look up and work from there. I did at one time give you guys a link. I tweeted it out. So maybe you look back through the tweets of where to go and look at upcoming IPOs. I know there were 90 of them planned for this year, but dealing with our current situation, corona, markets, everything else, they'll probably double that many next year. So they didn't go this year.
Okay, great. That gives me a starting point. And that's all I had. And I just want to let Ray, I want to let you know, if it doesn't hit Friday, you slap a grandmama. If it hits Friday night or Saturday, I'll go ahead and post your bail and get you out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right, thank you. 512, area code, you're on.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
Hi, Fantabula, sir, to the nth degree.
All right. Well, I just keep hearing you guys say that Texas has to flip the switch for this to become a reality. What does that exactly mean? I know everything originated in Texas regarding the dinar, but what is it Texas has to do exactly? Because I'm in Texas, and I'm just a little bit curious.
Okay, wait, I didn't say Texas had to do anything. I said it won't happen without Texas, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be done by the Treasury in Washington, D.C., so which they say they've already done it. I said this originated in Texas. I said the servers for the CBI are located in Houston, Texas. That's what I said.
Gotcha. And about 2 Mondays ago, you mentioned that the people in Iraq were seeing it being completed. I was just wondering, what has to be totally completed in Iraq for this to be a reality in the United States, or has that already been completed?
I think everything's been completed. They haven't presented a budget yet, which they're supposed to do anyway, again, by the 24th with their reform papers of how this is going to go. But Iraq, in my sources, says they've done all they need to do. And they've been saying that except make the announcement, which the CBI hasn't done. And a lot of people in the parliament are complaining about even right now. So they had to make an announcement. The CBI has tried to announce it throughout the last 10, 12 years, but every time they do, the U.S. stops it. So now, supposedly, the U.S. has green-lighted it. The Treasury is working it, filling the banks of vaults and everything we need, printing the money, and now they're even saying that it's done enough, because it's not done, but it's done enough that we can go. So I don't know what we're waiting for. All I know is we're being told by the banks, by the Treasury, by our ex-government, different people, any minute, it's being done. Now, I told you guys 2 weeks ago, I got from the Treasury Department, it's done. It's going to be a slow rollout, though, because we're doing these steps. Now, that was 2 weeks ago. And now he's saying, any minute now, we could see it. Thought it was last Thursday, then thought it was Friday. Thinks it's sometime this week, but it just could pop out any minute. So I'm waiting for that minute to be up. That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay, and about 3 Mondays ago, you said something. Somebody asked a question about the people protesting in the streets, and you mentioned that they were not protesting in the streets because the leaders were feeding them basically information that they were wanting to hear. And you kind of use the word as though the information that they were getting was kind of like brainwashing them to believe that they were doing exactly what it is the people were kind of expecting them to do. So it just kind of created a question in my mind. If they're doing this to their own people, how can we be sure they're not feeding us the same rhetoric to kind of put things in our minds to believe that the actual, as you referred to, RV is about to roll out?
Okay, so here's the thing. They are being transparent about the changes and things that's taking place in their government, and the people see that going on. They're notified on firing people, moving people, putting new laws in so people can see change occurring. They told them that they needed 60 days to do the reforms. And remember I said they'll never make it 60 days. Well, August the 15th or the 20th is 60 days. So they, in fact, have made it. And there's articles out even today, yesterday, saying, hey, they have till the 24th. So I was off a couple of days. To the 24th, because that was the agreement, give us this long to see the reforms. Now, whether it's just the white paper or the actual reforms themselves being announced, we're going to see. But even today, they're saying, hey, we're not going past that deadline. That's the deadline you agreed on, the 24th, and it's coming up. So with that part being said and done, they see them making changes. They see them announcing investigations. They see them changing things at the ports and at their docks and at the borders. So they see all this action taking place, building up for something. So they're good with that because there's announcements being made along the way. Now, after the 24th gets here, who knows what's going to happen. Hopefully this is all over. But they are taking action. Now, propaganda, that's a whole nother subject. Okay?
Okay.
Propaganda, misleading statements, brainwashing. Yeah, that takes place all around the world, including the United States of America. Okay? They put out BS just like everybody else. They will. And I don't mean just this administration. Every administration has done it. Put out what they want you to think, what they want you to hear, and then hope you don't notice what's really going on. Because that's how they work. Okay?
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate the information. You guys hang in there. Thank you for all you do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We don't have to do this one. We can just tie it on.
731, you're on. 731.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I have a quick question and want to see if somebody else has had to deal with the same thing I just did recently. I ordered some dong from my local bank. They told me that it would be in on the next day or the day after. And then they called me 2 days later and said, it's going to be probably 2 weeks before you can get it because there's such a high demand for it. It's hard to get. Is that a common thing for everybody, or is that just me?
No, people were told they stopped selling, though, and they were going to resell in 30 days or 2 weeks, and I'm sure there is a high demand for it, but I don't know that's what everybody is using as an excuse.
Well, it took them nearly 2 weeks to get it to me, so they said it's such a high demand for it right now, it's hard to get. So,
well, you know what? The last time I got some, they told me it'd be 7 to 10 days, and I got it in 2 days.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just curious if anybody else had had any kind of issues with that.
Okay,
last time I bought it before that, the times before that, I got it within 2 days.
So. Yeah, I'm saying a lot of people are having issues with it, believe me, because most people can't even get it, period.
Well, that's basically what they're telling me. You know, it's just hard to get, period. So.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right, hold on, Ray. Just for you guys, because, I mean, I get that question a lot. And I try to tell you guys about IPOs. And I said, just Google it. And if you got your phone in your hand, which most of you should, that's all you got to do. IPO list 2020, because that's all I did. IPO list 2020. And it will list all the IPOs, the top 10 IPOs, what you should be looking for in IPOs. It's right there. It even goes as far as give you the last 100 IPOs, what they came out at, and what they went up to, so you have history to go with when you're looking at them. It's all right there. Opportunity is staring you in the face. If you study today, you will be ready to play tomorrow when you get your money. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
All right, 702, area code. That's you in.
Hello?
Hello, you're
good
on.
Good morning.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantabulous. Instagree.
I wanted to say thank you for you guys for all the this year. You do the best, and you've been very much patient with everybody not understand something. All the time they ask you some different question. They supposed to gonna learn it before in a school, like a super fantastic, fantabulous earth on a end degree. They ask you, what is the mean? So, thank you very much, because you've been very much patient with everybody. And
yes,
I need to gonna say thank you, and God bless the cabal on Texas for the, all of this design, and we're gonna have the money. And thank you for the president, and thank you for everybody, you know, the commander and chief. And we're gonna wait for the day for the money to enjoy it. God bless everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Kelly. Bless
you. Absolutely right. Them people in Texas, they will try your patience, won't they?
Absolutely. So one thing I wanted to know, the time frame for the this money, how many days gonna be?
The what?
The time frame, like 30 days or 10 days or 15 days, how many days they gonna give us, sir? We're gonna pick it up the money.
They're gonna give you 2 years to pick up the money. So we got 2 years, and some people are gonna find out. I know, I'm talking about that. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-0 notes should be good for 2 years after the announcement is made. As far as the 800 number and that, they wanted to get us done in 10 days. It could take 15 days, 20 days, or 30 days to get the rush over with, but they wanted it to be done in 10 days.
Thank you. And God bless
all
you
right.
guys all. And have a great
okay.
day. Appreciate it.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, sir, time to wrap this one up. Put it in the oven.
All right. Well, guys, it's a super fantastic day. It's not payday yet that we know of, but they are telling us any minute. So hopefully, we'll get some more information throughout the day, and it'll be some exciting information. It's what I'm hoping for anyway. But we get it. We'll tweet it out. We'll put it in the form. We'll do a call if that's what we need to do. But in between then and now, I want you guys to enjoy your day. And for once, J. just today. Let's all pray for Texas. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be here on our regularly scheduled call for Friday. Keep believing. Be sure.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
To believe, you got to believe.
excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday.